welcome everyone. Today I've got CJ Oklanjo with us today, and she was a chief stewardess for, was it almost a decade?
I was second stew for quite a long time, and then I got promoted to chief. And then after a year of being a chief stew, I left.
Okay, but you were in the industry for almost 10 years, weren't you?
8 years, yeah.
8 years, okay.
Yeah.
Okay, still a long time.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, so then you participated in the Discover Your Career Potential Week last year. Why did you decide to do that?
Well, so obviously I left yachting not having a plan. I wasn't planning to leave yachting. So my first year after leaving was quite busy. And then when things settled down, I was like, oh, what am I going to do next? I felt a bit lost. Like, I wasn't ready to not work, but I didn't know what I wanted to do next. I had some ideas, but some of the ideas, I was like, oh no, like, it's too late. I can't do this. And then obviously I knew you from before. So when I spoke to you and you mentioned to me this career potential, it just felt right that I need to do this challenge and see what it's all about, and maybe I can get something out of it, so which I definitely have. But that's why I've decided to do it, yeah, because I just didn't know which direction I wanted to go.
So how did that challenge help you get clarity and focus if you were feeling lost before?
Well, you know, with the challenge, which I really liked, was that you told us to, you know, go back to our childhood and like our values and what's important for us, where if I didn't do the challenge, I wouldn't have done that. Like, I wouldn't have dig a little bit deeper into what makes me happy, what's important to me. Mm-hmm. So I really took a lot out of that, like my values, and then sort of looking around what my values were, then I realized that what I actually had in my head, what I really wanted to do, like those two just went together, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
And then also just hearing the other people, that they were in the same page, and just like hearing people's opinion, and it just made me realize that it's not too late. Like, I thought, oh, I can't start this now because it's just too late. I should have started this when I left school and had to go to uni. So that's also what made me realize that that's what I took out from the course, is that it's not too late and you can always start whenever you want, like, really.
It's funny because yesterday we did a call for the Discover Your Career Potential Week, and one of, you know how we did the childhood activities, and the one girl, she's South African, and she was saying, I just had loads of Barbies, and they were just all different characters. Like, there was one that was the princess, and one that was so, so kind, and another one that was brave and courageous. And she would create all these different worlds. And then in the second session, I asked her more. I said, I want you to write down some of those traits, qualities, characteristics with each of those Barbie dolls. And she mentioned them. And I said, you know what's so funny? I think you are those things. And she was like, I said, I want to ask you, how would your best friend describe you? What words would they use? And she said, strong. She said, kind. All these words that she mentioned about her Barbie dolls. I'm like, that is crazy. And she obviously wanted to meet the prince, and she's getting married in October. And she said, after the session, she just drew the dress that she used to put her Barbie doll, the wedding dress, in when she was a kid. Then she looked at it and she's like, oh my gosh, that looks like my wedding dress. She couldn't believe it. And then we spoke about the dream job, where you got to, you know, go audacious and big. Like, if you could do anything, where there's no obstacles, what would you choose? And she said, I would just like create this cafe during the day, then bar at night, and it would be Alice in Wonderland. And I'd dress up as Alice, and I would have people and characters like the card, and like, it would just be so beautiful. And it's again with her imagination and creativity as a kid that was coming through. It's just so fascinating. Mm-hmm. So for yourself, you said you discovered what is important to you and what your values are. Do you mind sharing a little bit about what is important to you and then what your values are?
Yes, so I, for me, I really enjoy connecting with new people. I love meeting new people. I've always been like that in school. I've had quite a lot of friends. Like I didn't have just one friend group. I was all over. Like I had friends everywhere almost in school. So I love connecting with people and I love hearing people's stories. So connecting for me was one of my biggest values. Beauty. I've always been into beauty, like just natural beauty, but just looking after yourself. I've always, for me, it was important. I know it sounds probably silly to some people, but for me, I love going and get my hair done or go and get a facial. Like beauty to me was just, it's always been, and when I was younger as well, like I used to play, you know, we used to work at, like I used to play like beauty salons and like stuff like that. So that was really, really important to me. And then kindness as well, like being kind, like, yeah, just that's very important. One of the values is very important. Gosh, I'm trying to remember the other two now. So sorry.
No, it's okay. We have them. Brain freezes.
I have them written down, but I just can't remember where. But anyway, so anyway, like the other two, but those, for me, the biggest thing was the connecting and the beauty and the stuff. And for me, what was important to me, like I've always, ever since I even left school, I wanted to go and study to become a beautician. But I just never followed that dream and I don't know why. And then I started yachting like a year after leaving school, and then obviously been in that, and I've always dreamed to have my own salon and like open it out, but then again, like being too late. So when you said to us to go back to our childhood and what we used to play, like, yeah, I used to play teacher a lot with one of my friends. I remember she would come over and we'd play being teachers. So I think even just thinking back onto how I was as a little girl and what I used to play and and then come back to writing down my values, which I'm so sorry,
I remember you saying with your values, did you stick it up on your mirror or you were like,
I did, but it's not.
No, I'm not saying that it's available now, but I remember you talking about your values and how that you made a point of looking at them every day.
Yeah, I did. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And they were on a sticky note and I took them down only because I put them in my diary and I have it here, but I just need to find it. I'm so sorry. should have had them ready. I think I have them in my book anyway. But that was what was important to me. And then when I started doing the, so after I've done the career potential, I was like, you know what, it's not too late to sign up to this course. So I did, I signed up.
Course did you sign up to?
So I signed up to, I only want to do facials.
Okay.
I want to become a facial specialist. So mm-hmm. I don't want to just do normal facials. I want to do like lots of different, so hydrofacial, LED, dermaplaning. It'd be more like, it wouldn't be a beauty salon, it would be more like a facial clinic, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
So that was, I'm just trying to find all my notes. I thought I had it. Yes, yeah, so that's what I signed up to. And, you know, I'm so happy I did it because every day I'm so excited to go and sit down and, like, start my course. And, like, I'm not, you know, when sometimes you do something and you're like, oh, I've got to go study now. Oh, I've got to go do this. And I'm just so excited to go and study and read all about it and learn all about, like, and it's quite intense because you have to learn a lot about the body, the bone structure, the muscles. It's almost taking you back to school, like biology, like, you know, but I really, really love it and enjoy it. And every time I had to go, I just loved it. And every time I sit down and I study, I will get ideas in my head and I'm like, oh my gosh, yes. And I write those ideas down because, like, that, you know, that's like, it's just the most, I love it. I love every moment of it. So, yeah.
That is awesome. So when do you finish your course?
I'm actually on my last course now. I have one section left. And then I have my end exam, and obviously because I'm doing it online and I can do it in my own time. So what they do is once I finish my last section, then they will send me the exam and then I will do it online. So probably I'm hoping to finish it before the baby comes. So yeah, I probably just have another week left. Okay. So. And I've done all my practical, so then I have to go, no, sorry, my theory. So then I have to go and do my practical, but that I can do like in my own time, or whenever I feel ready. And I've given myself like a 5-year sort of plan because I knew that, you know, I knew while the kids are young, like, you know, they're going to need me quite a lot. So I'm just going to not put a lot of pressure on myself to like study every day and get everything done. And then once I finish my studies, like start straight away. So I've given myself like sort of 5 years. And then really once the kids are in school fully, then I'll probably start then. But along the way, I'd like to build slowly on my little business. And I've got some little ideas. And like I said, every time I go and study, it's just like, oh my goodness. I get all these ideas and I'm writing them down and I just feel like that's the sign that it's meant to be for me. And like, that's what I took out of this course as well, because I remember being so nervous, like saying about like what's important to me. And I was worried about getting judged and just like with all the other girls that was on the course, you know, I share those ideas and I didn't get judged and I was like, oh, like, you know, and just to hear like they had ideas as well and they were in the same sort of situation, it just gave me a lot of confidence as well.
Oh, I'm so pleased to hear it. And then do you think you'll work for someone else or have your own practice where you don't know at this stage?
I'd like to. My whole thing for me is I want to work for myself. I want to start it myself. And initially what I want to do is like just work from home, maybe, depending obviously where we are, but like sort of set it up from home. And then sort of then after I've built my business and where I want to be, then hopefully I'll be then, going in practice. And who knows if there's someone else then wanted to do it with me. But at the moment, I'd like to just build it myself. Mm-hmm. But yeah, well, who knows in 5 years what will happen.
Yeah, it's so, so exciting. And I guess the takeaway for me from having this conversation is don't give up on your dreams, because you know, you could be subject to your own limitations. If you think you can't do it, if you're too old, then you can't. But if you think, oh my gosh, this is actually a possibility, and I can see you're so, when you talk about it, you light up and you're glowing and you're like, oh, you know, and just to hear that and see that, there's nothing more fulfilling than doing something that you absolutely love. And I'm so pleased to see that you found that.
Yeah, I actually just remembered my other two values. Oh, okay. I can't believe I forgot them because they're actually like, but it's my other two is happiness and family. So like,
aww.
I feel like happiness is very important. Like for me, I've always like tried to be like, you know, it's just, you can't. And I've sort of learned that as well. And it's like you just said to me about lighting up when I talk about it, like, life's too short to be in something that doesn't make you like happy and like and sometimes, and it also comes with your thing a lot, like being somewhere where you're, sometimes you feel like you're just comfortable somewhere on the boat or whatever, and then you're too scared to like move on or leave or whatever, and it's just, life's too short. So like, yeah, happiness was always for me the other value, and then family, of course, like is very important to me. For my job wise, so connecting was really, really one of my first values that popped up, because I just love meeting new people and I just love hearing their stories. And I think that with when you work, when you have a big salon as well, like you'll get to work with people, you get to like communicate with them, and you know, like meeting the clients, meeting them, you know. So, and you sort of like with a facial specialist, it's not like they can just come in for like one time, but some of the treatments is like a course that you do it like ongoing, so you build like a relationship, and that's important for me. Like, I want people who come into my clinic, like I want to make them feel welcome, you know. So yeah, so those are my values.
Well, thank you so much for sharing. I'm so glad you were able to retrieve them in the back of your mind.
I know, I'm sorry I forgot them. I'm like, if you know when you just go blank and you're like, oh, how embarrassing, because I just said how important,
and you've been made to like share them, and you're like,
I'm so sorry.
That's a perfect example of how you enmesh your values in your career. So, you know, you said family's important to you. It doesn't mean that you're going to be a family counselor. It just means that you want to have a job or a role where you can also prioritize your family and your children.
Yeah, exactly. And that is really important. And that's why initially my plan is just to start at home, so I can sort of work on my own hours, you know, and then once my children is older, or who knows, you know, what's going to happen in the future, but maybe then, yeah, and who knows what's going to happen with my business, but maybe in the future, like if I want to work with someone or something like that, I'll be in a position where I can also still be available for my children, because that's really important for me, and for my, you know, for my family as well. So yeah.
Oh, thanks so much, CJ, for sharing. That was so lovely.
No problem.
So lovely. And all the best for you, baby. Yeah.
Thank you. And also, like, what I just wanted to say is as well, like, I think for people being in yachting now, like, they sometimes think, like, oh, I'm not going to take this course because I'm not leaving yet. But I honestly would recommend it, even if you don't think about leaving just yet, because it's just so good to be prepared when you do want to leave one day and you just know what you want to do. Because that was the really hardest part for me, is like leaving without any clue where or what I want to do afterwards. It was really, really a really good like little challenge to do.
Oh, fantastic. That makes me so, so happy. And I had someone ask me as well about, you know, is this course also for people who are in the industry and not planning to leave yet? And I think it can be, most definitely, because working on board, where I thrived was being a good listener to the crew members, to the captain, and being able to support them through very difficult times where there was crew conflict and all sorts of things going on. And that for me affirmed, Corinne, you need to work with people. You need to help people. And when I was doing more of that, I've just loved my job in the industry so much, because I had purpose.
Yeah. So no, definitely. I honestly think if you're still in yachting, and even if you think, oh, I've got 4 years left or 3, honestly, just I would recommend doing it, because like at least then it sets your mind like, okay, maybe when I leave yachting, this is what I want to do. Like, I'm gonna start now. I'm gonna take the time when I have off, like, to start studying or building a little business or whatever. And then once you leave, you have a plan. I definitely think that is very important. And I think for like, yeah, I just think that's important.
Oh, fantastic. Well, thank you so much, CJ. So lovely to chat again and connect. Thank it was you. A good excuse to catch up. I was like, yay.
Yeah.